You and I buy star maps and drive my car around Los Angeles.
Hello, welcome to Nearly Two Pints, episode 5. We're a man down tonight.
Two man down.
Well, a two man down if Bill fucking falls asleep. Yeah, it's just me, Will, and Bill.
Hello.
He's currently got his head on the fucking desk. He's had some whiskey and he's feeling a bit sleepy. Yeah, it's been a long time
Wait,
since...
no, pause.
Pause. Why? Pause. Why? Why do you need to pause? Are you gonna be sick? Go for it then. I'll just keep it running. Yeah. So we've been going through a period of exams and stuff like that. Over the past couple of months, so we haven't been recording. But yeah, now we're back on track. Although I say back on track, we're actually we're a man down. Sam isn't able to record with us tonight, so it's just me and Bill, and Bill's just gone off to throw up, so, well, he says he's going to throw up, he might just go for a piss, something like that, but me and Bill are plenty drunk already, so that's always a good start to Nearly Two Pints. Yeah, you've probably started off with a song. I haven't decided what the song is, so... You started listening to this episode with Darwin D's, and the song was called Radar Detector. Yeah, that is the song that you're listening to right now in the background, very quietly. Yeah, I'm trying to stall for time, as I'm sure you can probably fucking tell from our shitload of talking. But yeah. Like I said, the main reason is that we've been doing our exams and stuff, the stuff that requires us to get certain grades to get into uni, blah, 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 blah. But we would have recorded sooner, but Bill just got back from America this morning. He was over there last week with his dad, just exploring the great old United States of America. And I've been pissing my life away, as per normal. And Sam's been doing the same. He's not here tonight. I've already mentioned that quite a few times. But yeah, I mean, once Bill gets back, I'll talk to him more. Try and let you guys know about what he's been doing over in the States. And yeah, so I'll take this opportunity to say you can always follow us on Twitter at Nearly Two Pints. Obviously, send us questions, links, shit like that. Yeah, not particularly good at this. You can also follow the band that me and Bill are in, Quiz Team Assemble. We might have talked about it before. You can follow us at We Are Quiz Team. Or find our Facebook page just by searching for Quiz Team Assemble. Yeah, we know it's a fucking retarded name. But we don't give a fuck because we do it all for jokes. So far, Bill's had about 3 bottles of cider and two triple whiskies probably. I'm on about my, 5th pint and I've had a couple of whiskies. Still waiting for Bill to come back. Just, you know, filling airtime with my voice. I'm sure you're fucking sick of it already. But don't worry, we'll be getting even more drunk as the night goes on, and hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as you have the previous episodes. Oh, sounds like we've got Bill back.
I'm going to have to go back in a minute.
Bill's going to have to... He says he's going to have to go back in, but I'm not sure whether I'll let him or not.
You will.
Yeah. Hello, Bill.
Hang on.
Hanging on. Bill's just crawling under the desk. Alright, he's turning on a lamp, because, you know, there we go. So, Bill, I've already...
5 minutes, fuck.
I know, you fucking took a long time there. Yeah, I was already telling the folk that you've been in America. Would you like to give a kind of brief overview and then we'll go into...
Sure. Okay. Wow. Okay. Too much light. Okay, first sec. Okay, wow. Okay, hang on. Ah, fuck. Okay, there we go. The lights
are... The lights are off. Try and...
Eyes are shut. Head is down.
This is going to sound awful.
Yeah, alright, here we go.
That's good.
Alright, well... It's been a week today. I flew out. Flew to Orlando. Stayed in a nice hotel with my dad. Oh, shit, I don't want to die.
You're not going to die, you pussy. You just haven't drunk.
I fucking know. Yeah, we stayed in that hotel, and then we drove over to the East Coast. Stayed at Cocoa Beach. Swam in the sea. It was nice. Stayed in some shit hotel. Had a pizza. Then I took the pizza back to my room because I couldn't fucking finish it, so I fucking ate it while I was watching TV. FX is good, if you're in America.
FX is a good channel even in the UK, that's where you can watch Dexter.
And yeah.
Dexter's a fucking top
Then the show. Next day we drove over to the West Coast, Homer Sassa, if you know it. I doubt you will.
Everybody knows Homer Sassa. What are you on about?
Homer Sassa.
Yeah.
It's on the West Coast of Florida. Got there. Didn't really do shit. Had a meal on this place called the Monkey Bar, and from the bar you could see an island that had monkeys on it, which I guess is why they called it the Monkey Bar.
Clever.
Then we stayed a night there. Got up about 5:30. Drove to this place about 10 miles away, and swam with manatees, which is fun. I just sort of, I saw them, they were right close to me. My dad fucking got bowled over by one.
Sorry, that was a snort.
There was about 20 of us in the water and he got like fucking...
Attacked.
Not attacked, he got...
Brutally gang raped by a manatee.
The manatee, there was a manatee and its little baby and this other manatee. And this manatee came up to my dad and fucking pushed him over. Don't know why, it was fucking brutal. But he was fine. And we got back in the boat. Went over to what we call the Three Sisters Spring, which is a spring in the shape of a three-leaf clover. We had a swim around there. Crystal clear water. We swam around.
Beautiful.
Very nice, very nice. And then got back in the boat. Went back to homeland. It was fucking 9:30. So we thought, let's go and get breakfast. So... We went to this place called Kim's Cafe. Now, there are two Kim's Cafes.
Two.
So, this one was called Kim's Cafe 2. So, I had something called the Working Man's Breakfast.
That sounds...
Which was sausages, sausages like you've never tasted. They were different as fuck. Sausages, scrambled eggs, and something... And grits.
Now, I know what grits are. That's like black man prison food, isn't it?
Well, I thought it was like that. I thought it was going to be nice. But it was like, it's pretty much, if you ever had quinoa, it's pretty much quinoa.
I'm sorry. Quinoa.
Fuck. It's a grain. If your parents are middle class like mine, it's pretty much a grain that you boil and eat and you can season it.
So it's like fancy porridge.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much it. It was like that. I ate that. It was fine. You just put some syrup on it. It's okay. But you can get like cheese grits and different kinds of grits.
I like cheese grits.
Then after that, we just sort of fucked around, bummed around, went in the pool, and then slept. And the next day, we got up at 5.
Hang on.
Oh yeah. After that. Oh sorry. After the breakfast, we bummed around for a couple of hours. Then went to this wildlife park, watched some manatees. Again, watch the hippo, a load of birds, some tortoises, some turtles. Then we wandered around for a couple more hours and went on an airboat, which was fun. We've got a video of that. I'm not gonna tell anyone about it because it's fucking embarrassing.
Wait, you've already told everyone who listens to this podcast.
We're in an airboat. There's nothing, no evidence of the airboat. That was fun.
Good save.
Saw some birds. Then after that, just got off, went to bed, and the next day, got up at 5 again, went fucking fishing. It's an 8-hour fucking fishing trip. We're out in the fucking middle of the Gulf of Mexico, where somehow it's still fucking 4 feet deep, So we were just standing out there in the middle of the sea in a boat. There were, like, bull sharks about 7 foot long swimming around us. We were out there trying to catch tarpon, which are these huge 7 foot fish. But I caught a shark, I'm quite proud of.
You should be proud
of it. I've got a picture of it, but I look like a fucking arrow because I've got this fucking t-shirt on my head because I want to get my neck burnt.
Right. I think what you need to do about this fishing trip is tell the audience about this this right-wing gentleman who you went fishing with.
Oh, well, his name is Jim Long. It's a lovely man.
Jim Long.
Captain Jim Long.
Obviously.
Well, if you want to have a boat trip, they all call themselves Captain. But he was called Captain Jim Long, and he was nice. He was lovely. And then we sort of, after, it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we sort of came back to the monkey bar and said, do you want to come for a drink with us? And he was like, yeah. And he just started telling us about how, right, on the boat trip, he kept having phone calls with his wife. He was like, his daughter was moving out with his boyfriend, with her boyfriend, and there was all sorts of domestic dramas happening. And then we got back, and he was saying how, like, black people, he doesn't want his daughter dating any black people because, you know, they're black.
Classic American racism.
He also doesn't agree with homosexuality. He's got a lesbian friend, but he doesn't believe that people were born homosexual.
Although, what was he drinking the whole night?
The whole night the whole time he was drinking margaritas, which is a pretty gay drink, and he was demanding more salt around the rim.
It's the kind of drink that Joe Sykes would, you know, demand.
Yeah, and then after that we just sort of, I slept for an hour, then we went to this place called The Freezer, which does authentic seafood, which was nice. Then after that we slept for the night. And then we drove over to Orlando, back to where I flew in, went to SeaWorld, saw some orcas, killer whales, and some dolphins, went on a few roller coasters, saw a beluga whale or two, and some walruses, and a polar bear which was sleeping the whole time. It's fucking boring.
Well, I can't.
And then after that, we went back to the hotel, slept that night, woke up, packed, got on the plane, I'm here. Fucking jet lagged as fuck, and I feel like I want to die.
I just want to inform everybody that Bill told that whole story with his face on the desk and his eyes closed, pretty much like he was asleep.
I'm asleep.
Yeah, it was.
I think. I don't know. What's going on?
No, seriously, you're awake. You're recording this shit.
What? Hang on. Shit, no, don't put my head up.
It's only like 30 minutes.
Fucking stomach.
Do you want some more duty-free whiskey?
No. But yeah, on the plane back, I looked through the High Life magazine, because it's British Airways. I got bumped up. And they were selling a litre of Famous Grouse for £11, so of course I bought one. No, don't shake it. Put it back, Will. You're going to ruin it.
You want it, man. You want it.
So I've had a bit of that, and I've had some good old English cider, which was £1.50 a bottle, which is the best cheap cider. The best cider you can drink, pretty much. Vintage sweet cider from Budgens. £1.50 a bottle. 7.2%, it's lovely. If I'd have some of that, have some whiskey.
That's good and specific, my friend.
But because I haven't drunk in a week, I'm pretty much dead right now.
Oh. Oh.
Carry on, you fucking ginger cunt.
Well, I mean, don't really know what to say, because I've done fuck all with myself.
Finished your exam?
Well, yeah, I finished my exams on Tuesday. Fucking well chuffed. And I reckon that with the performance I've given in the exams, unless I'm marked by a monkey, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You right there?
Yeah, no, that's really cool. That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. When did you get your results back?
Just over a week. I'm terrified.
Do you want to do another episode after that, when you're a little more sober?
Yeah.
I think we should we should set some kind of challenge to that we both have to try and do before next week. But
go on.
I'm trying to think of one.
Well, this is really good planning, isn't it?
Well, of course it's fucking not. We're two-thirds of what we normally are. And I don't even have the book that normally has the topics of fucking discussion in.
It is a book when you've got pen and paper.
A book is a fucking load of paper.
Well, exactly. You can fucking write it down now.
Well, what's the point of writing it down now if we're already recording? Maybe in the break we'll...
Come on, talk. Talk.
I am talking, you cunt. Right? Okay. Yeah, so... I mean, yeah. We're both pissing our lives away now because we're done with school.
Woo! No more shit for a month or two.
And then back to shit when we go to uni. What a fucking laugh life is. Yeah. Although, to be honest, I have to say, I was exceptionally chuffed on Tuesday because I finished my exam, psychology exam. Who gives a fuck?
Why are you talking with an accent now that we're recording? Why are you talking with an accent?
I'm not talking with an accent.
You're talking slightly differently than you usually do.
Am I?
Yep.
Ah, well, I'm not doing it intentionally.
You're talking a bit more laddish.
Do you want me to just...
Just talk normally. You're just trying to sound cool.
This is how I talk when I record.
Talk? This is how you talk when you record, is it?
Would you like me to speak like a gentleman for the whole time?
No, but I just want to speak normally.
I
talk when you're fucking recording.
Talk when you're fucking recording with
right.
your...
Go ahead.
I've totally forgotten where I was.
Something about exams.
Yeah, basically, I never have to do exams in my life again. So, fuck all you pricks who do.
He doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I don't mean that, even though I definitely do. Yeah, I think we'll go to a break.
Slash almost end.
Yeah,
we're about to fucking die.
We'll probably do one more section. This will be quite a short episode.
I'll have a short break in the toilet while I fucking vomit.
Yeah, Bill will vomit. I'll shotgun a beer, stab it in the bottom and all that crap. So right now, I'll take you... What song do you want them to listen to?
Eminem.
Eminem Infinite?
Infinite.
Okay. Right now, you're probably hearing the intro to Infinite by Eminem. It's a very old track from before, like, any of the albums.
It's before he sort of started getting big.
Yeah, it's kind of from when he was rapping as Marshall Mathers. But we hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you in a couple of minutes after the jump for the last section of episode 5.
Goodbye!
My pen and paper cause a chain reaction to get your brain relaxing. A zaniac, the maniac in action. A brainiac effect, son. You mainly lack attraction. You look insanely whack with just a fraction of my tracks run. My rhyming skills got you climbing hills. I travel through your mind into your spine like siren drills. I'm slimming grills and roaches with spray to disinfect and twist an X of rappers to this spinal column disconnect. With this index and check the monologue. Turn your system up, twist them up and indulge in the marijuana smog. This is the season for noise pollution, contamination, examination of more cartoons than animation. My lamination of narration. It's a snare invasion, a track for duck rapper interrogation. When I declare invasion, there ain't no time to be staring, gazing. I turn the stage into a barren wasteland. I'm infinite. You heard of hell while I was sent from it. I went to it serving a sentence for murdering instruments. Now I'm trying to repent from it. But when I hear the beat, I'm tempted to make another attempt at it. I'm infinite. So I can beat the sense in your elite defense. I got some needs to mince, wound is stomping into featurence. I greet the tens and ladies, I spoil your loyal fans. I foil your plans and leave fluids leaking like oil bands. My coil hands around this microphone are lethal. One thought in my cerebral is deeper than a jeep full of people. MCs are feeble, I came to cause some pandemonium. Battle of pandemonium, MCs a standalone one. Imitator, intimidator, stimulator, simulator of data, eliminator, there's never been a greater. Since the burial of Jesus, fuck around and catch all the venereal diseases. My thesis is smash the stereo to pieces. My acapella releases classic masterpieces through telekinesis. It eases your
instrumentally, gently, sentimentally, instrumentally, with entity, dementally, meant to be infinite. You heard the hell while I was sent from it. I went to it serving a sentence for murdering instruments. Now I'm trying to repent from it. But when I hear the beat, I'm tempted to make another attempt.
And we're back!
Back for part two of two parts for episode five, because we haven't got many shit to talk about, because we haven't prepared very well.
We just got drunk. I'm fine now, don't worry, fine.
Right, so I'm gonna.
Who's gonna fucking.
Shotgun a beer.
Dickhead this beer.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a knife.
Yeah, I know.
That could fold into your hand.
Well, that's why I'm holding it like this.
Okay.
Basically. Just
don't get my desk sticky.
I'll do my best. But basically, for those who don't know what shotgunning a beer is, or a cider, or whatever it is, you get a can, you stab the bottom, and then you put your mouth by the hole, and then you open it from the top, and the air pressure means that it all just, like, down straight into you, and you get really drunk really quick.
So, my only worry is I don't have a bucket in here. I've got a bin that's made out of, like, mesh.
What do you need a bucket for?
In case you throw up.
Am I really going to... Well...
Well, possibly. If you do, you know where the toilet is.
Do it.
The window's open.
Well, I prefer the toilet.
Okay, the toilet. Okay,
let's go. Ready, steady, go. Oh, shit. That's gone everywhere. Come on, open it. There we go. Okay, the beer is in downing mode. He's doing it. He looks like a fucking heroin addict. Have you ever watched The Wire when Bubbles is injecting himself with heroin? Will's eyes are resembling the same emotion. Sort of like serious, but he feels young. Oh, for fuck's sake, Will. It's gone on the floor now. You haven't even finished it. Come on.
There's like a fucking...
It's on the floor, I don't care, it's on the floor. Right, it's back on it. It's fucking... There, it's done. Well, would you be a deer and go get a cloth?
Yeah, man.
A wet cloth.
I'm cool with that.
Wipe that up.
Oh.
Do you know what, Bill?
What?
That feels so good, you should do it yourself.
He says that feels so good, I should do it myself.
You definitely wouldn't try it, my
girl. Well... He says I definitely wouldn't throw up, but if I did that, I would probably, not even throw up, I'd probably die, come back to life.
And the best part about that...
That's my face flannel, but okay. No, use it.
The best part about that was stabbing the can and then having it all shoot into my face.
Yeah, and all over my desk, my stereo. He's ruined my whole working environment.
The thing is, though, Bill...
Yep.
The thing is, I know you love me, so it doesn't actually...
You don't care that much, do you?
It's entertainment.
You don't care.
It's entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment. Right. What bollocks can we talk about now?
I like the idea of fish. You know how that huge load of fish got, like, washed up, all dead.
Yeah.
With no eyes.
Yeah. Well,
what happened there, Will?
I don't know about no eyes.
Okay.
Although, I fucking had I had fish and chips the other day.
Yeah.
Went down to a pub, had fish and chips. Chips were average. The batter on the fish was good. But the actual fish itself, you could definitely tell that it was it wasn't fresh fish. It'd been around for... I don't want to hear this cunt. I want to read a news report. All right, we've got Bill has obviously heard about thousands of dead fish.
I listened to Smodcast.
Yeah.
And Plus One, which is probably where I got this from. It's the first fucking thing that came to my head.
Do you want me to read this out and then we'll talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
There is a headline that says thousands of dead fish in Spruce Creek, Florida.
Which is where I was.
He was there like last week.
But this is in Volusia County where I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was in a... Where the fuck? I don't even know where I was.
But basically, this is a short overview of a story, and I'll read it out for you now. Thousands of dead fish are floating in Volusia County Tuesday. They were all in Spruce Creek in Port Orange. The fish kill is unusual, according to people who live along the creek, because it's warm. It's been a week since there were freezing temperatures, but there are fish lining the banks. Some said it's the worst kill they've ever seen. Thousands of fish lined the twists and turns of Spruce Creek. The sheer number of fish and the smell were both overwhelming. "It was fun last night trying to sleep with the smell going on," said Sunny Morning. Who the fuck is called Sunny Morning Star?
People from...
Seriously? What kind of... if your last name is Morning Star, you don't call your child Sunny.
If you're from Florida, you do.
If you're from Florida and you... Oh, you
what they say cunt. About... I've just got back. But what they say about people from... Florida is.
They're all cunts.
You're either a snowbird or a frog. A snowbird is someone who chases the winter.
Yeah.
Basically, they want the good weather, but not the too hot weather, which is in winter in Florida. It's basically about 20 degrees. It's hot enough. But if you're a frog, you basically go there to croak.
Woohoo! Old people dying.
Old people going there to die.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Let's not joke about that, though.
But anyway...
Yeah. Buzzards and pelicans flocked to the site Tuesday and swarmed above the water. They filled trees and private boat docks and waited at the water's edge for an easy meal. Kayakers on the creek told WFTV, which is obviously where this news report is from, that during the five-hour paddle, they'd seen fish around every bend, and it appeared to be one of the most extensive kills they had seen. Residents told WFTV the fish kill is big enough that it's attracting brown and white pelicans from the beach, which are birds they rarely see this far.
Well, I'll tell you what, I went all around Florida. I saw plenty of brown pelicans, but I didn't see one white pelican. Well,
that's a bit racist, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say it's racist. I'm just saying it's very interesting that I didn't see any at that time, but now...
Interesting to who? You?
To me.
You, because...
To me, people who like birds.
Ornithologists.
Not an ornithologist, but I like birds.
That's fair enough. I everybody has their own interests, and, yeah.
I implore... Oh, fuck off. I implore you to, try and challenge me into a bird off, if you will.
Seriously, if anyone can outbird Bill, I'll be fucking impressed.
I know a lot about birds.
He's very knowledgeable when it comes to the,
Anyway, let's talk about something more fucking interesting.
But who gives a fuck about birds? Well, you.
I think this is a good time to wrap it up.
Well, we... go fucking check how long we've been talking. We've been talking for like...
We've been talking about 7.5 minutes.
We'll talk a bit longer.
Nothing. Pretty much nothing.
We'll talk a bit longer.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something to talk... Yeah, the only things I can think to talk
something
about...
Something that'll take my mind off vomit.
Okay, rapists. What? You've been watching a lot of The Wire, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
That's one of the good things about not having to go to school anymore is you've got a few months.
I've watched season 1 to 3 already, and I've borrowed season 4 and 5. I've finished watching season 4, I'm yet to start season 5.
Of The Wire, yeah.
Season 4 was, I must say, it was brilliant. My dad's favourite season, but I bloody loved it.
You bought your dad Homicide.
Yeah.
Has he read that?
He's read, yeah.
Have you read it?
No.
Seriously,
I'm going through all of Cormac McCarthy's shit.
Okay, well,
I didn't mean to say shit. I mean, Cormac McCarthy's brilliant.
He's an
brilliant,
amazing author.
Prose.
I would honestly suggest if you kind of want to take a break from Cormac McCarthy or anything like that.
I don't, but I do, or
even just after you've finished, read Homicide by David Simon. But like the thing that struck it out to me was, first of all, it's exceptionally well written. But the fact that you know that because at the time he was a journalist and everything he's writing is a first person account of things that have happened, it just makes it so much more.
What's that? We were watching HBO in America, yeah. And David Simon, who did all The Wire and stuff,
The Corner.
No, it was the one about New Orleans. What's that called?
New Orleans.
Well, he's done pretty much something similar to The Wire, but it's based in New Orleans. It's got Bunk in it.
Yeah.
It's got Lester
what's it called, Lester? He's basically like the Morgan Freeman of The Wire.
Yeah.
It's got him in it, and it's got a couple of other people from The Wire. It's got like the guy from season 2 who's a liability, that little Italian guy.
Yeah.
He's in it, but that's a fucking genius program.
I mean, if basically David Simon, he's an exceptionally intelligent guy. He used to be a journalist and an author, and now he's kind of moved on to script writing with obviously The Wire, which is based off his books Homicide and The Corner. He's used that kind of thing to make a kind of fictional environment. But yeah, if you ever get the chance to read any of his works or see any of his works like The Wire or The Corner, which were both made into TV dramas on HBO, they're definitely worth the time. Yeah, that was made into a HBO miniseries. It was about 10 episodes long. But you know that Homicide, the book, focuses on like the detectives in the homicide department?
No, I didn't.
But yeah, he wrote another book because he spent about 3 or 4 years in the homicide department in Baltimore, like following them so that he could write that book. And then he spent 2 or 3 years after that kind of hanging around with the Corner Boys and stuff. Yeah,
that's
so
a fucking joke.
It would have been absolutely mental.
You watch The Wire, you know it's pretty much, well, it's not pretty much, it's only black people working on the corners.
But that is the racial makeup of Baltimore.
It's mainly a black population.
But The Corner was basically a book that he wrote about the Corner Boys and their families and the mothers and things like that. And they turned that into a miniseries before they did The Wire.
Okay.
So that's definitely worth watching as well. I've got both Homicide and The Corner, and they're both absolutely fantastic reads. I remember reading the epilogue to Homicide, and I had a lump in my throat because obviously it was talking about what happened to the detectives after the events that he described in Homicide, and there were some quite like moving moments because you go through 600 pages of shit that you know is actually real, and you kind of feel like you get to know these folk even though they're like, this was during the 80s and things like that. It's,
yeah. On a lighter note, I've got some new Ray-Bans when we're in America. We're going fishing. My dad said we need some polarised glasses. So we went to a sunglass shop, and I got some. I sort of tried out some sunglasses that were polarised, and I sort of decided on some Ray-Bans. New Wayfarers. They're polarised. They're very nice. I've got them here.
I love.
I just thought we needed to lighten the mood.
I love how you go so easily from murder and drug dealing to, shit, man, I got some Ray-Bans.
It's just because we've got very, very down.
It was quite downbeat.
But then I just, yeah, these new Ray-Bans, look at them. We always look at them now.
You do look. If I was a girl, I'd probably want to tug you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's a hand job in the bag. From a hypothetical female.
Yeah, from a hypothetical female in a hypothetical situation with hypothetical sunglasses, even though they're actually real.
If he'd known I hadn't just thrown up in this.
Yeah, obviously that would put me off quite a bit. You didn't really throw up, did you?
I did.
Oh, see, when
as you came in, I wiped it all off the toilet seat.
Oh, you disgusting.
Yeah, I threw it hardcore. That's fine. I did it as long as it wasn't hardcore, just a little bit.
It was quite tame in comparison to what we've seen.
Yeah, from Will. He's fucking. I think we've told this story in the last.
Yeah, we've told the story about the wedding.
But Will just sort of came in and said, sat down on my patio. Will, don't sit down on the patio. You're going to be sick. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
And but then he immediately threw up. So I just sort of
gave me hose water.
Yeah, I sat you down on this fucking bit of wood.
Yeah, cheers for that.
I gave him some hose water because
it's fine.
He didn't deserve proper water. So I hosed down his vomit, which is made out of beef and beans.
To be honest, the best part of that was called the taxi to take me home, blah, 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 blah.
I fucking called your brother first. He hung up. So I was texting him off your phone.
He's a fucking cock. He thinks he's better than anyone. But the best part was driving home. Obviously, you kind of took me to the taxi because I was a little...
I took you to my front. I didn't come out the gate.
Yeah, but
I was
a little bit stumbly, and I just remember the whole journey back. It's only about 5 minutes, but the taxi driver was just like, E, are you okay? Are you going to throw up? And I was leaning out of the window, like, just like, and I was just like, no, I'm fine. Just keep driving.
Just slow down a bit over the bumps.
Oh God, the bump. There's fucking loads of speed bumps down my road, and it's just like, what are you doing? Slow down, you can't.
Yeah, you've heard this before.
You have heard this before, so we'll...
We're gonna wrap it up now. I'm gonna go to sleep.
And Bill's gonna go to sleep
because all right, in Orlando time it should be
minus 5 hours,
7:15.
It should be 7 in the evening,
but it's not for some reason. It's like 12:15. What the fuck?
Yeah, because you're in England and shit. But yeah, I mean, like I said at the start of the episode, when Bill went to the toilet, Twitter. Nearly 2 pints, or we are quiz team.
We got a band.
We've got two separate Battle of the Bands. If by any strange,
extremely localised to people from Bedford and the surrounding counties.
If you just happen to be in the area, we wouldn't mind you coming down to the Bedford Corn Exchange on the 29th of July, or Bedford Esquires on the 30th of July.
Is they that close?
That. Literally, it's one day after the other.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do two different sets. I'll try and get the new drum and bass track done, and we'll probably do that one at Esquire's, because that will sound fat as fuck down there.
Yeah.
But we want to have two different sets, because obviously for both the gigs, people have to pay to get in and shit.
But I hope you can make it to it.
What song shall we leave them with?
I don't know. Okay, hang on. Let's leave him with Zoo Boy.
Zoo Kid. We'll leave you with the song "Broke" by Zoo Kid.
Is that the one with the old lady?
No, that's Out Getting Ribs. Do you want Out Getting Ribs?
Right, fuck that. We're gonna leave you with Out Getting Ribs
by Zoo Kid. If you go onto thatgarnhype.blog.com, you can read an article.
Yeah, profesh,
bitches. You can find an article that I wrote about Zoo Kid, who I kind of stumbled across the other day. He's an excellent. He's 16 years old.
He sounds like he's about fucking 30.
He does sound like a fucking old man. He's from Southeast London, so he's got kind of a Jamie T kind of tinge to him, but also at the same time kind of Morrissey vibes. But
you'll be hearing him very soon.
But yeah, it was. We're sorry there's only two of us this evening, but we hope we were just as...
This is very short, but I feel like I'm going to pass out in any second.
Yeah, Bill probably will, and then we'll all cry and die.
Yeah,
so much love to anyone listening to Nearly 2 Pints. That's...
I fucking leave it on that fucking depressing note. Thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed it. I don't know about you.
I have.
I have as well.
I got a fucking shotgun of beer. It's great.
Alright, well, thanks very much. And we'll see you, hopefully, when Sam's here, if he's not in America.
But he what will be. Cunt.
Bastard. What a cunt. Alright, well, we'll see you soon. We'll see you soon. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Nearly 2 pints in a bit.
Goodbye.
out across the grey. Hours I should have kept at bay. I had no chance to get away. I can't escape my own escape. Even more when it's sweet to the taste. Red stairs lead sense astray. I look up and see for faith. But girl, just lean over and say, lay me down. Just stop.